Soundstreams is back with an exciting concert. The organization has been a champion of Canadian and international players, performance, and composers for 40 years. The company has commissioned over 170 new works, programmed hundreds of unique and compelling concerts, including chamber music, chamber orchestra, choral and vocal music, musical theater, opera, and 7 highly successful themed international festivals. The latest offer is Steve Reich. Now and Then, a celebration of legendary American composer Steve Reich's 86th birthday with a special one-night event. The evening's program includes Reich's iconic drumming, performed by Toronto-based percussion ensembles Nexus and Torque Percussion Quartet. Also featuring is the Canadian premiere of a recent work for chamber, orchestra, and film, Reich Richter, with music by Steve Reich and film by Gerhard Richter. The event is set to take place on March 25th, 8 p.m. at George Weston Recital Hall, Meridian Arts Centre in North York, in partnership with TO Live. Soundstreams.ca or Ticketmaster.ca to pick up those tickets. Joining us in studio, a charter member with the National Arts Center Orchestra, Royal Conservatory of Music alum, the founding artistic director with Soundstreams, Lawrence Cherney. Welcome back to the Oasis.
Hello, Mark.
Great to be with you. Happy 40th, by the way.
Thank you very much. If we'd known we would last this long, we would have taken better care of ourselves.
Well, I feel like things are going okay.
You know, that's a famous line from George Burns when he turned 90. He said, if I'd known I would live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, he did all right, too. You know, as soon as I heard about this concert, I wanted to have you on because any chance to celebrate Steve Reich is really a good one. Tell us why you're doing this and why you're celebrating this man specifically.
Actually, this is the fourth time we've done a major celebration of the music of Steve Reich. Some of your listeners may know that Steve has a very special connection to Toronto. Two of the members, in fact, ultimately three of the members of percussion ensemble Nexus, based here in Toronto, three of the members are members and were members of the Steve Reich Ensemble.
Unbelievable.
And for example, Bob Becker and Russell Hartenberger, two legendary percussionists, were with Steve almost from the beginning, when drumming and clapping music and so many iconic works were created. So Steve is, of course, one of the important figures of, well, this century and the last century. But on top of it all, he has a special affection for Toronto because of that association. So we're so pleased to have come to know him through these appearances and to be able to celebrate what is now his 86th year.
He's had this ongoing relationship with Soundstreams, as you just pointed out, 4 concerts now. What's he like? What's he like to chat with and sort of converse with, talk about arts, culture, or maybe he doesn't do that? I don't know.
Oh, no. He's wonderfully articulate. He's very clear and precise, not overly talkative, but one listens carefully to everything he has to say. Program notes, the way he describes his works, there's never too many words, but just enough to help you to understand. He doesn't tell you all the secrets. No composer ever does that.
No, no. But the repetitive figures, that sort of droning rhythm, such a signature to him. He once said, quote, "Music as a gradual process. I'm interested in perceptible processes. I want to be able to hear the process happening throughout the sounding music." I thought, like you say, it's some insight, but he's not giving us everything there.
Yeah. The other thing that's interesting, just to pick up on that, is his titles are quite amazing because in a way they're generic, you know, music for 18.
That's right.
Clapping music. You know, you think to yourself, ooh. But, you know, somehow he manages to capture exactly what the piece is about in the title. They're very simple, and yet they go deep.
And I love that he can work with different instruments, as you point out. He just work with percussion, guitar sometimes. Sometimes it's a 45 minutes of voice, and it just takes you on this voyage. It is also incredible that he can kind of choose these different avenues to go down.
Yeah, for sure. It's not surprising that percussion is often kind of the bedrock
right.
of everything that
it
he
is
writes.
So rhythmic.
He is a percussionist by training. The famous original, you know, works that made him famous, like drumming, were created by numbers of percussionists who came. Actually, you may know the story, like Russell Hartenberger tells us, there were 74 rehearsals in a loft in New York City going back to 1971 when drumming was being created. And they would come in every week and Steve would have something else, something additional for them to try. Of course, Steve was ultimately the composer, but it was a very collaborative process that they went through.
I mean, we look at his contemporaries. You've mentioned a couple names already, but I mean, what separates him from a Philip Glass, do you think? There are some similarities there in that it is, you know, maybe that repeating arpeggio or that rhythm that continues on. Do you see something definitive between the two?
Well, they're both wonderful composers. For me, personally, I find there's a little bit more, if I can say, variation, and there's a little bit more surprise
right.
in the music of Steve Reich. In certain ways, he reminds me of Arvo Pärt. Things, in a way, they seem to go on, you know, indefinitely. But just at the point where you think to yourself, you can't take it anymore,
yeah.
it moves on.
Right.
But that moment is, it's not quite predictable ever. And I think, you know, in a way, he creates such wonderful tension by knowing what is enough, but not too much.
That is a wonderful insight. Lawrence Cherney, fantastic. Founding Artistic Director of Soundstreams. He's with us. Tickets for Steve Reich Now and Then are available. The concert taking place 8 p.m. March 25th at the George Weston Recital Hall in the Meridian Arts Center in North York in partnership with TO Live. Here are the websites to pick up those tickets, soundstreams.ca or ticketmaster.ca. So tell us how this concert shaped with repertoire. I know there's a nod to his percussive side. Members of the ensemble are involved. You sort of alluded to it moments ago, but tell us why you've chosen these pieces.
Well, it really is reflected in the title, Steve Reich, Now and Then.
Mm-hmm.
Drumming, of course, iconic, legendary piece. And it's wonderful to have such an established group like Nexus performing in it, but also combined with a much younger version of Nexus, a group called Torque. That's the then. The now.
I'll quickly point out, too, how wonderful for people who've never seen this perform. Maybe they've heard it. I mean, this is just such a rare opportunity to be able to enjoy an iconic piece like this in this live setting.
Yeah, absolutely. And what Steve understood innately, I guess coming from, you know, you might say a percussion background, was anything that one plays that's a percussion instrument, there's already a kind of a choreography.
Sure.
There's something very dramatic about it. The way the percussionists are instructed to move to different instruments at different times, it's really a ritual, a wonderful percussion ritual. And for those who've never seen it before, it really is the chance of a lifetime
yeah.
to see it done, especially given that several of the performers have been doing this for more than 50 years. It's quite incredible.
And then the now.
When we've done music of Steve Reich, we do a chestnut, whether it's Music for 18 or one of the other legendary works, but it's always been very important to him and to us. He's very much alive, very much continuing to create.
He's on the radio, for crying out loud.
You got it. And going back to 2019, he was asked to collaborate with the great German visual artist Gerhard Richter. The Shed in New York was opening, and they wanted to put together some iconic creators. So they had never collaborated, of course, being from different disciplines, but they knew each other a little bit. It's very powerful, and this is the first time this particular work has been seen and heard in Canada. One more brief element in the program that's really quite fantastic. It's opening with a fanfare for two trumpets and turntables with a wonderful artist named Slow Pitch Sound, a.k.a. Cheldon Patterson. We started 40 years ago. We opened with a Stravinsky festival. In 1982, Stravinsky had turned 100 years, like in terms of a birth anniversary.
Right, right, right.
So the very first notes that were heard in a three-concert festival that we initiated in 1982 was Stravinsky's Fanfare for a New Theater, which he had written for the opening of Lincoln Center in 1964. So we've asked Chel Patterson to create a new work for two trumpets, because that's what Stravinsky's fanfare was for. And our program will open, actually, with, you might say, a riff. Two trumpets and turntables on Stravinsky's Fanfare for a New Theater to remember our 40th and continue to celebrate Canadian and international new music.
Very special concert indeed. Lawrence Cherney, Founding Artistic Director of Soundstreams, thank you for being our guide over this last few moments here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Tickets for Steve Reich, Now and Then, and that fanfare, as we just talked about, available now. The concert takes place 8 p.m. March 25th. Mark that calendar. I will certainly be doing so as well. The George Weston Recital Hall, Meridian Arts Center in North York, in partnership with TO Live, soundstreams.ca or ticketmaster.ca to pick up tickets. Let's listen. Here's the master, Steve Reich.